The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back, the final coach of the day. Wow, he has to have brunch when he comes to the Cedar Bucket. Chris Chambers joins us, and Coach, our first chance and opportunity to talk to you. You sent in a very capable replacement, though, the first time we met, and that was Stephen Crutchfield, and he was singing praises about your guards, and from what I hear on this show today, your guard play has been very good up to this point.
That is correct. First, I would like to thank Coach Crutchfield for doing that for us. He knew we were out of town that weekend. And if anybody follows us, it's definitely him.
That's the truth.
Yeah, but that's correct. Our guards have been playing some really good basketball for us. We knew that that's where we were going to be as guard heavy as we came to the beginning of this year. We knew that's where our strength was. We have Chucky Sutton, who has basically been a 1-2 guard, and I've actually had the opportunity to coach him since the sixth grade, and he's been a 1-2 for me all these years. And as a junior, he's become a 4, so it's kind of different for him.
Yeah, he's progressed over the years. He was a big guard. I mean, he can do a lot of things, and he's very strong under the basket and that kind of thing. Strong kid. Having them, I know the time is coming rapidly where they won't be who you coach. But evidently, the programs are going very well, and you're still getting some blends of youth in there. In fact, your team roster is juniors and seniors. Those are your guys, right?
All right.
So
all right.
You're still very familiar, and you've got Sparks, who's a very good player as well. But you've got some meat underneath the basket too. You haven't totally you lost a good one last year, but you still got some meat under there.
Yeah, Isaiah Reese. We're trying to figure out a way to keep him on the floor more. Because he makes a huge difference in our basketball team. We've played, we're 12-6 at this point, and I tell him when he's out there, he is definitely a shining star for us. But he spends so much time over there on the sideline with us in foul trouble. We ask him sometimes if he needs a suit to wear with us. So we're trying to figure out a way to keep him on the court because we have to have him on the court to win ball game.
You are. You know, everybody talks, we've got Blackman Siegel boys, but you're right there, 2-1 in the district and 13-6 overall. You've got a big set of games this week, and you've got Oakland Tuesday night. They have struggled the last couple of games, but let's face it, they've taken on some pretty tough opponents in the last couple of days, Siegel and Blackman. And they have had a little trouble with turnovers and that kind of thing. What do you expect out of them, though? Because I know you feel like, and I do too, that they're better, much better than the last two games.
Oh, most definitely. They lost a couple guys, but they had a lot of guys that still there today play a lot of minutes last year. They split with us last year during the district play, which I expect the same type of attitude, the same type of energy. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. It's just about who comes out and on top at the end. Oakland is one of those type teams. They're young, but they're athletic. They're very athletic. We've had a little problems with teams like that. We've had the opportunity to go down to Kentucky over the break and play against some really athletic teams. I felt like that would prepare us. We went down there. We split with Hopkinsville. We lost one with Hopkinsville, and we won against my old high school, Christian County. And I just felt like those two games were the type of teams that prepared us for the more athletic teams in our county.
It's not a really easy road anyway. Smyrna, a very good basketball team. A game which you won 69-55 last night. You beat Riverdale 72-50 on Tuesday. Those are big wins because any win now in district play is big. As you face each opponent, I know it's an old cliche, take one game at a time, but that's exactly what you guys are doing. You have to, I guess.
Yeah, the guys, they probably think that I'm hard to satisfy because the way I look at every team that we play in our district is we know basically that any of those teams can beat you. So we don't look at who's number one, who's number two. At the same time, no matter who is in last place, that team can step up and beat you if you definitely don't come out and play the way that you're capable of playing. With Smyrna last night, we knew the environment. It was going to be a hostile environment. The kids were talking about it. We was hearing about the Twitter conversations going on about it. So we knew it was going to be a hostile environment. That was the most exciting environment that I've had since I've been in this league with a Smyrna-Laverne game. Student sections were very into the game. We both had a nice crowd. It was just a really good environment to play in against a really good basketball team, I think. I do think that they lost, you know, some senior leadership, but I do look at that team as well as after being in a match against them, and I feel like those are one of those teams that towards the end of that district tournament, when you get into that district tournament, rather, that's one of the teams that can really put you out of play if you're not careful.
I want to fast forward a little bit, and you talk about Smyrna. They've got a ton of sophomores,
right?
Very talented sophomores. You've got a lot of talented juniors. I see a scenario maybe that Laverne and Smyrna may be the two teams next year that everybody's talking about and going, well, they're 1-2, man, or 2-1, whatever. And, I mean, because the talent really is there. If you can just do you see your guys as sophomores not making the same mistakes maybe, even though the league may be tough or not tougher, maybe handling situations like going into Smyrna, hostile environment, and handling it better than they did last year?
Yeah, we saw that last night. We had some foul trouble in the beginning. We got out to a lead on them. Smyrna came back, tied the score up. We withheld. You know, we were able to pull it back out on them in the end. So just that little bit right there showed me the growth of our team. It's been other situations throughout the year that has allowed me to see that, but last night was huge for us because it was a very hostile environment, which one we played in last year at their place where we went into overtime and Smyrna was able to pull it out on us, and we ended up splitting with them last year as well.
We're talking to Chris Chambers of the Laverne High School Wolverines, 13-6 overall, 2-1 in the district. We talked about the huge week. You've got Oakland then. You've got Siegel, and that's at home. Now, you guys have gotten over the last few years, and I guess this goes back to Barry Wortman days, that Laverne is a very tough place to play. I mean, it has become a very good home court advantage for you guys.
Yeah, we try to use it to our advantage. When my first year in, we were beat in the semifinals against Lawrence County of the regional tournament, which put us out. And since then, we've only lost one game at home. So that was all last year. And this year so far, we lost to Independence, one game. So we've had a good run at home, and we try to continue to install that in them because it's been major for us. But not only our play at home, it's been our crowd. Our students has really drawn into what we're trying to do. They're really setting an environment up that's got our guys excited about coming out and playing for them. So just the environment overall, I feel like administration, our faculty and staff and our students are just playing a major part in what we're trying to do there.
Great crowd support, and the gym is absolutely beautiful. I mean, they've made so many cosmetic changes in that gym. It's just really a great place to play, and I know you appreciate that. They Siegel has, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but we'll talk a little bit about Siegel. Siegel's quick, fast. They run up-tempo game. They like to play an up-tempo game. You, to some extent, like to run and gun. Expect a high-scoring game in that one?
Well, yes, but I'm hoping that ours is as high as theirs. Because, yes, they are. They're a team that they get out, they can shoot it from deep, they can penetrate, they get up and they guard you. I just feel like to beat Siegel, you got to mix it up. You don't want to play that same style that they play. We can get up and down the court, but I don't know if we can get up and down the court for four quarters the way they do. So we want to kind of mix it up a little bit.
And against any of them, you got to protect the basketball, which kind of works in your favor a little bit with the guards that you have.
Yeah, that should help us. We've actually been talking about that. Even though you try not to look ahead, you still talk about those teams and those games coming up, and you communicate those back to, like I said, the tournament we played in Kentucky where we had a team that pressured us for four quarters, gave us problems, and I just kind of took that game and I told them we got to learn from this because Siegel is that type of team. They like the full-court pressure. They apply pressure, and the thing you have to do is once you get it past the pressure, if you're strong with it, you have to go down and put it in the basket.
You've had all these kids since junior high. Is there anything they don't know about you in terms of, I mean, you've kind of lived with them, basically. I mean, in terms of, I know you've been on the road with them, and you've seen them mature. You've seen them change. At some points, you're as close to them as their parents are, I guess.
Yeah, I've gotten the opportunity to watch several of them grow into young men, as I call them now. But the good thing about having that base with those guys been around me, they're already talking to the younger guys, telling them about me. So they're getting not only information from me as we go along, but they're getting information from a lot of my guys as well.
And some of them maybe even act like you now, right? I think Chucky Sutton might. He's really taken over as kind of, I guess, the leader of this team, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Whether it's practice, whether it's game, off the court, in school, he's just one of those kids that, as a coach, you would love to have. Yeah, he just takes care of the classroom. He takes care of the practice court, and he takes care of the game court. He's a great individual, and I'm just hoping that he gets the opportunity, which I feel like he will, but I hope he gets the opportunity to play at the next level and have a outstanding career.
His demeanor on the floor is so important as a kind of a leader, but you'd never see a lot of emotion out of him. He has desire to win, but very little emotion. I mean, in terms of doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too, you know, just always the same, seems like.
Yeah, he's growing. He's definitely growing. At one point, I would say he was a kid that the game wasn't going the way he wanted, he would get down on himself some. And it's just a totally different attitude now. Like last night, he didn't play as well as we know he could play, and he came to me after the game and broke down his stats of what he didn't do and said he has to be prepared for this week coming up. And that's a good thing. That's the type of things you want to hear from your players.
We talked to, I think it was Coach Woodson that said earlier this morning, there's a huge difference between a sophomore kid's sophomore year and a junior year in maturity. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure where it comes from or what it is about that year where it changes, but I would agree, you know, hadn't had much experience of it. Just like I said, this is only my third year, but from the 3 years that I've been here, that year, that summer, for some reason, it brings a different attitude on. And maybe it's because they're understanding, especially with coaches instilling in them and coaches talking to them from the collegiate level, and just basically knowing that it's real close to that time of trying to get to that next level.
Well, Coach, good luck to you next week. I know you've got a huge week, and you've got not only Oakland, but then Siegel. Catch a little break with Tullahoma, and then lo and behold, you get Blackman. So it's just the month of January is just nonstop, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great January and even better February. And I know Laverne Wolverines are going to be around there. So good luck to you the rest of the way.
Wait, thanks a lot.
All right, Chris Chambers. We'll see you in a couple weeks, Coach.
All right.
All right, you get a break next Saturday.
All right.
All right, Chris Chambers, the head coach of the Laverne Wolverines.